What's up, everybody? It's Fried. Fried. Woo. There ain't gonna be no take two on that. It's Friday edition. We made it. Hopefully you did too. And not for any... The title might seem a little crazy. It's called Despising You. But I don't despise you. I just want you guys to know I love you. It's just part of the title and the message. But I figured we'd just get it out the way. Address it. Hope you guys are well. And thank you for tuning in Fire Night tonight. West Hartford, Connecticut, 106 South Street, West Hartford, Connecticut. Join us if you can. I love when our listeners show up to events. We're going to call this despising you. Hating the listeners. No. Despising you. Again, we're still in Timothy. I feel like we could do a lesson through this book, and we have not stopped. Everybody in life is going to have limitations, right? No matter what they are. Look, can I tell you? I went to pick up my pants yesterday from the hem place, and the woman comes out. She's a little Korean woman that hemmed my clothes, and she was like, "Oh, these pants, very nice, crutch high." She's like, but this is what she said. She's like, crotch high. And she goes, short men like you need these pants. And I was like, what? Short men like me need these pants? And I'm looking at my hemmed pants, and they're little. I mean, I'm not, you know what I mean? And I'm like, man, I'm pretty short. I was like, man, I'm like a dwarf, you know? And so I left there and I kept thinking, short people like me, like, you know, like these pants crotch high. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I realized it's a limitation, right? I mean, I'm 5'7". I can't, my wife would say probably shorter. I can't change that. Like when I was in high school, I said I was 5'9 to play basketball. I lied. I don't know what to tell you guys. Everybody, I didn't choose this body. My kid's like 2. And when we were at the doctor, I'm like, is he going to be taller than me? That's all I want to know. Can you give them a little more hope in life than you did me? Because, you know, look, my personality balances it out, but you don't want to be short and a bad personality because you're just weird. You know what I mean? And so, look, we all have limitations. You can't control it. Some can grow a beard, some can't. You know what I mean? Some people can eat Twinkies and some can't. Y'all are pudgy. Y'all need to chill. It's limitations, right? It's just limitations. But it's interesting because people will start to define you by your blank. I remember when I wrote my first book, right? I wrote this book, Revival Hunger. You can buy it on Amazon. And I sent out like 10 or 12 different like write-ups about the book. And when I got all these endorsements back, it blew my mind because these people said, people would write and just say, hey, Pastor James, you know he's not educated, but he wrote a powerful book. Another one of the people I love said, oh, James, who has no education. Another person I love, James, who has no formal education. Well, it got to a point I was like, guys, is there something we need to discuss? Because every single one of my endorsements said I had no education. And I was like, man, that hurts. And but guess what? They weren't trying to hurt me. They were just trying to say that I wasn't educated. And guess what? I got over it. It wasn't a big deal. They weren't saying that I'm not smart. They were just saying, yeah, God used this kid and he has no education. It doesn't matter. Maybe you're young. I remember pastoring at 18. Nobody trusted me. Nobody wants to trust an 18-year-old with tattoos receiving an offering. But whatever it is, and Paul says to Timothy, in 1 Timothy, we're still reading the same passage that we were. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, he says this, let no one despise your youth. He was just talking to Timothy. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to believers in word and conduct, love, spirit, faith, and purity. Until I come, give attention to reading and exhortation and doctrine. Don't neglect the gift that was inside of you, Timothy. I don't believe that means that we have to go around telling everyone young, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young. That wasn't the point of that scripture. The point of that scripture is, what is your limitation? What is it? Are you a woman? people think that's a limitation. I don't, but you know what I'm saying? In society, are you a woman? Is it your race? Is it your income? Is it your education status? Don't let anybody discount your place in God based on X. You all will have people that are trying to discount your place in God. Every one of you over time will have people that are trying to take away your position with the Lord because of whatever limitation they think you have. It's time to soar above people that despise you and break in to a new life. We're going to talk about what is the answer to people that despise you. You're going to hear about it after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Are you hungry for more of the supernatural? We invite you to join us for our weekly School of the Spirit nights at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut. Join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. and allow the Holy Spirit to transform your life.
Come on! We're back, and I ain't despising you, so don't despise me, but people will, and that's what you need to realize. People are going to despise you. They're going to come against you. They're going to challenge your place in God. We live in a day where everybody's trying to bait you into an argument. They always want to clear the air. They always want to address things. Don't look, save the drama for your mama, baby. You don't have time for it, and neither do I. It's time that you don't let people despise you, and you begin. What did Paul say? What did he say is the answer to this? He didn't tell Timothy, listen to me. He said to Timothy, don't let people despise you because you're younger. But what did he say to do? Respond back in Facebook ads? No. Respond back in arguments? No. Clear up the air? No. Make your name good? No. Stop. Clear up your side of the argument so nobody hates you going forward? No. Paul's response to Timothy was, people are despising you. Be an example. That's how you shut up the haters. Be an example. Don't let people despise you, Timothy. Be an example. You respond to people that despise you by being an example. There were times in my life there was nothing I could do. I couldn't sit there and explain myself. I couldn't clear my name up. I couldn't make myself older when I was young. I couldn't give myself degrees when I didn't have them. Be an example. That's what Paul told Timothy. The answer to people that try to discount your place in God is to be like Jesus. And he goes through things for Paul. He goes through things with Timothy. He says to Timothy, be an example in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. In conduct. Be an example by the way you live your life every day. When trials come, people are watching you. When people at work are gossiping, people watch you. People see your witness more than they hear your words. Be conduct by your word. You will be defined by what you say and don't say. People watch. They listen. Be an example, Paul said to Timothy, in your conduct, in your words, in your faith, which is your relationship with God, in your love, which is your relationship with people. People tell you all the time, people are going to tell you you're not qualified. They're going to tell me I'm not qualified. You're qualified. You're qualified because Jesus lives on the inside of you. And you've got to make a decision in your heart today that you're not going to let people despise you because you are going to respond by your example. You're not going to respond in a hate speech. You're not going to respond in text arguments. You're not going to respond in Facebook posts. You're going to respond subliminal shots. You're going to respond by being like Jesus. Because the enemy is afraid that you're becoming like Jesus. Don't neglect the gift. Paul said that to Timothy as he wrapped it up with this warning. Don't neglect the gift that's inside of you. Remember what God did. Don't neglect it. Meditate on these things, Paul says. Give yourself entirely to them. Entirely to what? Everything we talked about this week. Give yourself to not talking idle talk, to not, trusting in riches. All the things that Paul shared with Timothy in this book, which I believe has been unlocked to us this week. Paul said, give yourself to these things. Continue in it. You're going to see yourself and your household transformed. Give yourself to these things. Be an example. Here's what you need to realize. Whether you like it or not, your family's watching. We're watching. I'm watching if I know you. People watch. Be an example. Words have been so cheap now. They don't have any meaning. Seriously. Words don't even have meaning. Nobody takes them serious anymore. Nobody, when you say something, nobody thinks that it's, they don't care. I can't understand the words that are coming out of your mouth because I'm too busy watching your life. And it's important that we just be an example. In a day where words are empty, be an example. In a day where people try to argue on the internet and clear up their name, just be an example. Because when you act like Jesus and when you become the example that Christ wants you to be, you're not giving into this craziness. Bye. God is going to have his way in your life. He is going to make his perfect plan come forth. You just have to have patience. Don't worry. Herbie ain't coming. It's just important to have patience. This weekend, I want you to slay it. Eyes open, believe God, and realize don't let anybody despise you. Be an example. We love you. Wow. It's been a Friday. Let's get this weekend and slay it.
Friends, thanks for listening to Engaging Heaven today. As a reminder, subscribe and review. We love hearing your great feedback. Also, share the podcast with everyone you know and help us spread the word of God.